This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. The number of smart home devices on the market today is intimidating, to say the least. With so many companies in the game now, and different IoT standards and voice assistants to consider, it can get confusing to even know where to start building a smart home ecosystem from scratch. But we at Engadget can help. Before you dive in, we recommend not trying to outfit your whole home in one go. Not only can this be quite expensive, but also we think it's generally best to buy just one or two items first to see if you like them. You should also pick a preferred voice assistant and stick with it. So let's get started. Here are five of the best smart home gadgets you can get right now, priced at $100 or less. We begin with the best smart speaker, the Echo 4th generation. For those with tighter budgets, there are a handful of smart speakers around $100. We recommend picking up one of the three latest smart speakers from either Google, Amazon, or Apple. Out of the three, we think the Echo has the best audio quality. Our colleague Nate Ingram said its bass is impressive, and the mid-range frequencies are pretty powerful. You can also pair two together to get even better stereo sound. That said, the Nest Audio and HomePod Mini are no slouches either. The HomePod Mini sounds balanced, while the Nest Audio has pretty good bass tones. Again, it all comes down to which assistant you prefer. Price, $100 at Amazon. Up next, the best smart display, Google's second-generation Nest Hub. Our favorite smart display is the second-generation Nest Hub. It has a 7-inch screen, which makes it just big enough to fit in most rooms in the house. The size also makes it work well as a digital photo frame. You can set it up to pull in pictures of friends and family from your Google Photos library, and there's a smart algorithm that automatically uses the best shots while avoiding the blurry ones. As you might expect, you can also use the display to watch YouTube, Netflix, and other streaming services. Plus, a smart display without a camera is great if you want to place it in more intimate places like the bedroom, where you might be more protective of your privacy. If you place it by your bedside, the Nest Hub also has a sensor that can track your sleep patterns if you opt in. If you prefer a display with a camera, we recommend splurging on the higher-end Nest Hub Max. Price of the second-generation Nest Hub, $90 at Walmart. Moving on to the best wireless security camera. The Blink Outdoor 4. Blink's latest wireless security cameras may be named outdoor, but they're some of the best to use as home security for both the interior and exterior of your home. These battery-powered cameras run on two AA cells, so you can place them anywhere you want, and they have a battery life of around 2 years before the cells need replacing. Blink Outdoor 4 home security cameras are weather-resistant and support night vision, motion detection, and two-way audio. You can store clips in the cloud via the Blink subscription plan, or you can also save events locally to a sync module 2 via a USB flash drive sold separately. Unfortunately, Blink works with Alexa only, which could be a non-starter for some. Price, $100 at Amazon.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Our list of the best smart home gadgets at $100 or less continues with the best doorbell camera, and that's the Arlo Essential Video Doorbell. If you want a camera specifically for your front door, a doorbell camera makes more sense than a standalone option. Our favorite is the Arlo Essential Video Doorbell, which is compatible with Google Assistant, Amazon's Alexa, and Apple HomeKit. It delivers high-quality HDR footage along with a 180-degree view, so you can see a person from head to toe, and it can ring your phone with a video call whenever someone rings the bell. There's also two-way audio, so you can talk to whoever is at the door. A highlight of this doorbell is that it comes with a 30-day trial to Arlo's smart subscription service, which includes a motion detection feature that can tell the difference between a person, package, vehicle, or animal. Senior editor Devendra Hardawar said that he really appreciated the package alerts. It did a good job of telling him whenever UPS dropped off a box. It's such a useful feature, in fact, that we recommend keeping the service beyond the trial period. Price, $68 at Amazon. And finally, let's talk about the best smart plug, Casa Smart Plug Mini. Smart plugs are the easiest way to add a bit of connectivity to your home without spending a ton of money. Connect your regular non-smart lamp and voila, it's internet connected and you didn't have to spend a fortune. The best one we've tried is from TP-Link, the Casa Smart Plug Mini. Out of all the smart plugs we tested, this one was the only plug that provided a truly seamless experience from the jump. It was easy to set up, thanks in parts to the Casa mobile app's clean and intuitive UI, and it supports all of the features you'd expect from a smart plug. Timers, schedules, vacation mode, and custom scenes. The updated version of the Smart Plug Mini supports HomeKit in addition to Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and Samsung SmartThings, so it should fit into any existing smart home ecosystem you have. Price, $45 at Amazon. Thanks for listening to the show. There are more smart home gadgets where that came from, so make sure to check out the entire list at Engadget.com. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributors Nicole Lee and Valentina Palladino and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and we'll talk more on Monday.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.